"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. On the radio from 1 till 4, after 4, the iHeart app has the John and Ken on demand podcast, so you can listen to everything that you missed. Like the first 2 hours.
Yeah, come on.
Where were you?
Well, if you're here now, we still got an hour left, and you can go back and listen to the 2 hours you missed.
That's right. It's the way it works now.
Very simple. Well, we now bring you to one of the favorite punching bags that began in 2020 on the John and Ken Show. But up until then, we weren't really much aware of her. Barbara Ferrer, the LA County health director. Will Swaim is a columnist, president of the California Policy Center. He ran an opinion column they did in the Orange County Register where he talks about a lawsuit against Barbara Ferrer and her LA County Health Department. It's a filing by an attorney named Julie Hamill. She's with the Alliance of Los Angeles County Parents. And they're suing the Department of Public Health and others, including Ferrer, for First Amendment violations. A trial is set for October 16th. So this is a real case. Even though we're well beyond the nonsense of the pandemic, they still think this is important for reasons that if she did this with COVID, she'll do this with what she thinks are other public health emergencies.
Yes.
And we don't want this woman running amok.
This case here exposes so much that we suspected and talked about for several years as to what was really going on. And it, if you remember, in July of 2022, just a year ago
in the month, right?
Barbara Ferrer was making noises that, based on her statistics, that they were going to reinstate some kind of mask mandate. And everybody went nuts. It would have been the only place in the country doing it.
In fact, it was to reimpose a universal indoor mask mandate, and they even had a date, July 29th, 2022. That was the intention.
And
of course, that got beat back quickly because the numbers really dissolved. She exaggerated them anyway, but they really dissolved. And then the public blowback, which is what we're going to talk about, because apparently Ferrer used one of her henchmen to try to silence the public blowback. That's the big finding from these court documents.
There was a big revolt on social media. And so Ferrer... Now, the one thing we told you is you have to analyze the personality characteristics, the motivations for why government officials do what they do. And in Ferrer's case, she's an autocrat, a dictator. She wants to bully people into following her standard of living, What she says goes. She's not interested in freedom, First Amendment, Second Amendment, Eighth Amendment, none of the amendments. There's only one amendment. Barbara Ferrer's in charge. Barbara Ferrer says something about health. She knows health, you don't. Of course, she's not even a medical doctor. But she acted as if she was a medical doctor and acted as if she was the final word on anything connected to COVID. And Ferrer's got her communications director, Brett Morrow, to appeal to Twitter.
Yep, to try to silence the blowback against the masks. That's exactly what she did. And what they sort of did was they leveraged Adam Schiff's office. All right?
Because
he wrote to somebody at Twitter saying, I was referred to you by my friend, Patrick Boland, who I used to work with in Congressman Schiff's office.
Boland's name was in capital letters in the subject line of the email. Boland was copied on the email.
And at the time, Schiff was chair of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, and Mr. Boland was employed as chief of staff to Mr. Schiff and a staff member with the House Committee on Intelligence.
And at the time, Schiff and the whole Biden administration and many other Washington officials were up to their necks making demands on Twitter to censor COVID information, among other things. But that was a big deal as soon as the Biden administration took over, is to shut down public dissent. So Ferrer out here said, it's like, that's what we have to do here. We have to shut down public dissent. You know, I wonder if anybody in this company ever got a call from her or her minions to try and shut down our dissent.
Because apparently Morrow, this henchman, he was also going after newspaper publishers. He went to the Southern California News Group because they published an opinion bringing back a mask mandate in LA County is unjustified. It was by four medical experts affiliated with USC. And with the hours of the publication, Morrow asked the opinion editor to remove the commentary. Sal Rodriguez refused, which is nice.
That was a great moment in journalism history there. Because I remember we talked about those four doctors who basically said Ferrer was full of it.
Right.
That there was no statistical reason to reimpose a mask mandate. But Morrow,
reaching out to Twitter, he then said there's misinformation going around LA County and upcoming mask requirements. As evidence of the misinformation, Ferrer's critics are saying she's a fake doctor. Mm-hmm. LA County's lying about hospitalization numbers. CDC's not recommending masks, and masks are not effective for adults or children. That was his proof.
Well, Barbara Ferrer is not a medical doctor. She's got a PhD in public
social
health.
Social work.
Or is it social work? Public health?
Public health. I thought it was something affiliated.
Oh, social welfare. Yes. PhD social in welfare. Social welfare. So
right, that's why she's all about equality.
Right. And that was much of her strategy for dealing with
COVID. She was leveraging her position to try to, again, you know, basically equalize, help all the poor people and the homeless. Right. That's what she was trying to do.
And LA County wasn't lying about hospitalization numbers because they were counting people who came to the hospital for any other reason other than COVID. But if they happened to have coincidentally COVID as well, then they were marked as COVID patients. But they came with COVID, not because of COVID. Back then, there were a lot of people who had mild cases.
Right.
Because the whole pandemic was winding down, so people had a lot of mild cases. But you could have come there with a broken leg that needed surgery. If they tested your blood and found the COVID virus in you, then you were marked as a COVID patient. Wildly overstating how many people were hospitalized because of COVID. Wildly overstating that. And she knew she was. See, this is the thing. They knew what they were doing. What she wanted to do is restore her order. She enjoyed the power. She loved the power. She loved bossing people around and affecting everybody's life. And she was a fanatic.
I don't think Barbara Ferrer would mean much to Twitter, but they tried to leverage Adam Schiff's name to make Twitter respond to their demands to try to silence the criticism on social media.
Because Schiff...
That's what she was up to.
Schiff was busy making demands on Twitter on a national level.
Right.
And
by the way, Julie Hamel, the attorney, also happens to be a trustee on the Palos Verdes School District Board. She's actually going to join us later in the week to talk about this lawsuit, which I mentioned, a trial is set for October 16th. It's all about First Amendment violations, And she says in the end of this opinion column I've been reading by Will Swaim, it's still important, even though COVID obviously is out of the news. But Ferrer has demonstrated her readiness to wield government power to censor protected speech, critical of her mandates. So that's why she does it. What's to stop her from doing this again, says Hamill.
At the time that she wanted to implement the mask mandate, one of the dissenting doctors said, quote, in the hospitals, we're just seeing nobody with severe COVID disease.
We played that audio. Remember that? It's like an internal meeting they had on video or on Zoom or something, right?
We have no one in the hospital who had pulmonary disease due to COVID. Nobody in the hospital. You hear that? He goes, we're seeing nobody. We have no one. Nobody in the hospital. There's no reason from a hospitalization due to COVID perspective to be worried at this point. We're seeing a lot of people with mild disease in urgent care or in the emergency department who go home and do not get admitted. A lot of people have bad colds is what we're seeing. But Ferrer wanted to force masks on everyone in the county, remember? Public and private companies.
All right, we got more coming up. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Isn't that nice? California, of course, likes to consider itself to be first in many things. We're going to show the rest of the country how to do things like dopey climate change legislation, which has only led to the highest gas prices by far in the country. Something else that they want to kickstart around the country is called TK, Transitional Kindergarten. They're phasing this in over the next few years, but basically all public schools have to offer it. You do not have to send your kid to TK if you don't want to, but if you do, your local public school has to offer it. The story today is that schools are starting to introduce TK. They're getting four-year-olds, and there's a bit of a problem. A lot of the teachers are ending up wiping bottoms.
It's like
a potty training issue.
It's like having homeless people attending class.
And well, that really would seem to defeat the purpose of anything important happening if you're spending all your time helping the kids learn how to wipe themselves. With just a few weeks left to prepare her four-year-old for his first day in public school, Andrea Gallego still had a few things on her to-do list. Oh, buy him a backpack, make him stop taking a daily nap, but go to the toilet on his own. Her son had been out of diapers for 2 years, but in preschool, the teachers would supervise him in the bathroom, help him wipe if he needed assistance, remind him to wash his hands and change his clothing after the occasional accident. When he starts TK in Lakeside, he'll have to manage everything on his own. So she's acting as coach, talking her son patiently to the steps of how to use the bathroom alone. And that's been the problem. Potty training is becoming an issue for public school districts because, you know, when you're dealing with a five-year-old or a six-year-old, you're probably done with that. But four-year-olds, I guess, are more in the...
Do you think there was a reason since the beginning of time we sent kids to school at age five instead of age four? Yeah. Maybe there was a reason for that. Maybe because at four, too many of them aren't ready to be on their own and take care of themselves. How about that?
The California Department of Education received so many questions on toilet training last year, they clarified their policy. Schools must admit all age-eligible children, regardless of whether or not they're potty trained. But the state gives no guidance to districts on how do you handle this.
So the teachers have to deal with kids filling their pants, can't wipe.
Yeah, basically it's a diaper change or an underwear change.
Right. And how do you take care of all the kids in the class if you've got a few of them with these problems? Now you have a daycare center. You don't have a class. It's nonsense. You don't have to send your kid at four.
See, if you put your kid in childcare, it says here if they're licensed, they're required to change diapers. They have to help with using the toilet because that comes with the job of taking kids into daycare or childcare. You know that already, that you're going to have some. But schools never really had this problem until they have to implement transitional kindergarten or TK because they didn't have four-year-olds, right?
Why don't they? They won't leave four-year-olds alone. the government...
It's this belief that we can really enrich all children by starting them early on their road to learning.
What, teach them all the fake pronouns at age 4?
At Montebello Unified, students still in diapers are sent to the office where the nurse or the health aide changes them. Yeah, because this can also slow down, and you want to call it a teacher. I don't know what you're really teaching to 4-year-olds.
I don't know what you're teaching either. I mean, they have preschool, which is optional, which is playtime. You go there for 3 hours.
There are some preschools that teach the alphabet and try to help your kids learn how to read for those accelerated students.
Yeah, that was the idea behind preschool. But
is this TK thing mandated or is it still optional?
I said it's mandated for the public schools to offer it. It is not mandated that your child go. So the answer to your question is half and half. But that's the problem. The public schools have to offer it. Even if they only get like 4 kids, they have to have a class of TK and they have to change diapers.
Do you get all the kids who are a pain in the neck, whose parents don't want them around anymore? And part of the reason is they can't control.
Or it's free daycare, right?
Yeah, it's free daycare.
And it's free daycare. Instead of sending your 4-year-old to child licensed daycare, which you pay for, just shove them into school.
So all the kids who can't control their bowels are sent off by their parents who don't want to deal with it anymore. And they get the teachers doing it for free.
They said they're getting a mix. They get some kids that are toilet trained and know what to do, and there are other kids that just like drop a lump in their pants.
Oh, listen to this. They got one teacher here. Her students share a single stall bathroom with 54 students.
Oh. Accidents are a frequent problem.
This is
they're asked to bring an extra set of clothes.
This is in Long Beach.
Oh.
And they're sent to the office to change if they don't make it to the toilet in time. Wow. Who wants that duty at the office, huh? Kids lined up with soiled pants?
No.
Hey, you know, it's like running a homeless shelter.
Apparently last year, two students showed up in the first day in pull-ups. The school did not provide diapering assistance. Instead, she had an aide walk the children to the office when a pull-up became too full. And then parents were called in to assist. Sometimes they'd have to sit there for 30 to 45 minutes with their load in their pants. Oh, that's terrible.
That's the point.
Was there any learning if that's what's going on?
What are you doing? You know what pull-ups are? They're like diapers, except, you know, a kid can pull them down and pull them back up themselves.
Right. They're not like taped or pinned like old diapers are. Or...
Right. You don't have to lay them down and. You know, there's these little adhesive strips that hold the thing tight.
It's transitional.
Yeah, it's transitional.
Right, transitional.
But the thing is, if they you know, have a big load that they dump, then it sits there just like a diaper. And you know, the whole class will smell it.
They talked to a pediatric expert who said 4 is too young to expect independence and thoroughness 100% of the time. That's not realistic.
They're still
learning where their body is in this space, and their arms are too short to get all the way around and rotate in order to wipe themselves. I didn't think about that.
Oh, and then other kids ask, why do you smell?
Oh.
That's a tough start to life.
And that can stick with you for years.
Oh, yeah.
Nicknames and...
It affects their self-esteem and lowers their confidence.
Oh.
You smell like that. Poopy.
The woman at the beginning of the story said that she now gives them fiber for dinner and yogurt for breakfast so they can use the bathroom before school. So they're done with their dump for the day.
Oh, that gets things going right away?
I guess. So fiber for dinner so they wake up ready to go, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Sad.
Can you just let him, like, sit home and play?
We want to be first. We got the kids already in kindergarten.
Nobody can be left alone. Nobody. Not in this state. Everybody is harassed by the big, ugly government. There's always a know-it-all to tell you what to do.
We'll be back. John and Ken, KFI, AM640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock, which is soon. Oh, man, you missed a lot of good stuff today. John and Ken on demand, the podcast. So pick it up.
We're not done, though.
We got more good stuff.
Well, we're now going to go to the world of self-driving cars. San Francisco is the big city where they're trying them out. The big companies are Cruise and Waymo. And they have, of course, been testing them out on the streets of San Francisco for some time now. If you've ever been up there, it's pretty easy to identify a Waymo or a Cruise car just because it's got like a little siren on the top that goes round and there's nobody behind the steering wheel. Anyway, there are some problems for these companies. First, they face whether or not they can continue to be approved to do these experiments on the streets of San Francisco. Secondly, the city of San Francisco says the number of reported incidents involving Cruise and Waymo vehicles have tripled in recent months. Now, Cruise and Waymo say their cars haven't caused any traffic fatalities. In their first 1,000,000 miles driven, Waymo says its self-driving vehicles in fully autonomous mode didn't cause any collisions with human drivers. There have been some other incidents, but something else that's been going on in San Francisco, and you could guess this would be the place, there's a rebellion. Safe Street Rebel. That's their names. They don't like cars. People should be walking, biking, and using public transit. So they go out there and they provide obstructions to the self-driving cars, like putting a cone on top of it or a cone in the middle of the street. So apparently what happens to the Waymo car, it stops and it just sits there. It puts its flashers on.
If you put the cone on top of the car?
Like on the hood.
Oh, because it messes up the sensors.
Yeah.
They think something's blocking it.
Right.
So it won't move.
Right.
I wish that worked with people. Like annoying people just put a cone on their heads.
Waymo calls this a form of vandalism. The group had been putting videos up on TikTok to celebrate their accomplishments. They've taken them down. I guess they don't want to get sued. Waymo has raised more than $5.7 billion for this self-driving thing. But both companies, looking at Cruise's annual losses, it's now approaching $3.5 billion for 2022's annual loss was nearly $3.5 billion because they're investing a lot on these experiments on the streets. But right now, they don't have approval, and we don't know how close they are approval to make this a reality.
Well, they've got unlimited venture capital money.
Right. The idea is to have an on-demand taxi service. So instead of looking for an Uber driver, they would just send you a driverless Waymo car to your house and, you know, would have already loaded where it's taken you, and boom, it would take you there.
Have you been in one of these?
I have not. Not in a complete self-driving car,
Mark Thompson took one. He posted a video of himself sitting in the back seat of a self-driving taxi.
Self-driving taxis?
Yeah.
So there was no one else in the car, just him.
I believe it was just him, yeah.
No. It says here, when consumers were asked, what is the maximum level of automation you'd be comfortable with? 18% said, no automation. 15% said, well, in an emergency. Features that are usually inactive but activate only in certain events, such as a collision. 41% said features that actively help the driver while the driver remains in control. That's kind of what you have in a Tesla.
Here's the thing that I'd want answered from these executives. I know the driver, even if he's a dope, wants to live. You know, there's a self-preservation instinct in every human. So when something happens, he's going to do something to save his own life, right?
Right.
Because he doesn't want to die. He doesn't want to get hurt. Now, does the car have that?
Well,
the car doesn't have a consciousness or a sense of...
survival?
Survival, right. Because it doesn't really exist to begin with.
It doesn't. But they'll tell you that technology is almost foolproof.
I don't believe anything they say.
With the sensors and...
And then somebody puts an orange cone on the hood and the thing stops dead. So whatever the technology is, they couldn't figure out a way around the orange cone.
Cruise has applied for permission from the California DMV to expand statewide and operate its cars at speeds of up to 55 miles an hour. That's what they're asking to do. You don't have to take it, but
no,
you don't want it on the road.
Take...
But you could crash into you.
It could. I'm looking at it. Would I take it?
Oh, Waymo began offering driverless rides in Los Angeles in February. That must be what Mark did. And this week it's announced plans to offer the hail riding service in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, I just...
There were incidents where a Waymo drove into a construction site, nearly rolling into an open trench. A firefighter needed to break a cruiser's window to stop it from driving into an active fire scene. It's kind of funny. Just kept on going. So these are some of the incidents that they're reporting.
Active fire scene. Right. Now, what are you supposed to do when you're sitting in the back seat?
It's not programmed to recognize a fire scene.
And your car is driving into a fire. You can't yell, hey, stop, that's a fire in front of you.
Waymo says 100,000 people have signed up on their waiting list to access their taxi service. They're ready to go, say, with a client list.
Well, you go first.
You go first.
Yes, you 100,000 go first. See how many of you come back.
We could both use this drive around Burbank in it and see what happens to us. No.
You go first.
I go into a ditch.
It's not really good at dealing with the unexpected. And other drivers are full of unexpected things. So are squirrels and cats and dogs and I don't know.
It's
little kids.
All right. We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right. I like this headline. Zoom is asking its employees to return to the office. It's kind of ironic, isn't it?
Yeah.
The tech company that helped millions of people work from home is tired of its employees being far away. And, of course, this is coming up more and more often that people want people. Well, they're only asking to come back, at least on a part-time basis. That seems to be the result I'm hearing in most stories and reading. It's a hybrid situation. So you return just a few days a week. You don't have to return every day. Who knows, 5 years from now, it may be you're coming in every day or you're done, but... depends who has the upper hand, right?
Yeah, it seems like Mondays and Fridays are the most likely days that no one will show up.
Right. Like, you got no one there, right?
But, huh? Like, today? No, nobody's here. No, actually, that's not true. I went up to the fifth floor because, you know, they moved a lot of bodies up there. So there were some up there today.
You did that of your own accord?
I wandered up there. You know, I'm always looking for money.
What, is there cash lying on the ground?
I'll talk to people if there's money involved.
Okay. That's good to know.
Otherwise, I'm not talking to you.
All right. There was a world triathlon champion. This is the second story this hour we're going to do with Poopy, isn't it? Just realized that we did the TK, transitional kindergarten story, where the kids are not potty trained, the four-year-olds. And sometimes teachers and staff have to take care of business. At least 57 people fell ill with sickness and diarrhea after competing in sea swimming events at the World Triathlon Championship Series. I guess this is in Britain?
Yeah.
Sunderland's Blue Flag Roker Beach. 2,000 people participated in the events. The UK Health Security Agency said it would be testing samples from those who were ill to establish the cause of the illness and any common pathogens. But apparently, 3 days before the event, they did some testing, and it showed 3,900 E. coli colonies per 100 milliliters. That's more than 39 times higher than typical readings.
Right. So a lot of poop was dumped into the water before they had the event.
How does that happen? Well, maybe it's just like runoff
from sewage.
Sewage systems?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they always tell people in Southern California, do not go in the water near the piers, because that's often where those pipelines are that sweep out the streets where the dog poo comes flying.
Oh, yeah. No, when we walk on the beach, we'll walk through an area where you could see this really big pipeline coming out of Santa Monica or Pacific Palisades. And that's all the neighborhood poo water, the runoff.
Right.
And, animal poo, right? Homeless poo. And all that is they create a channel leading to the pipe. And then here it comes. And then the channel goes out into the ocean.
As they like to call it, raw sewage.
It is.
Not treated in any manner.
So
the British triathlon said, where they did the testing, that's not where the events were. So it was different waters. I don't know.
Well,
a lot of participants said they should have called this off.
Well, one of the athletes said, have been feeling pretty rubbish since the race.
Oh, British, yeah, rubbish. Yeah.
But I guess that's what happens when you swim in bleep.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's why he said the swim should have been canceled.
Yeah.
One athlete said, at least I know what got me and a bunch of other athletes who race sick and ill. Another wrote, that now explains why I spent Monday night with my head in the toilet after racing Sunday morning.
Yeah. Unprecedented levels of E. coli, well over what's natural for this water body or safe for human recreational use.
I wonder if it was some certain dump event that they could figure out, or is it always like that?
No. Yeah, I don't know. You can't trust governments. They don't care.
One participant said she had not fallen ill, but fellow competitors suffered stomach upsets.
Yeah.
I like to swim outdoors, but don't have any confidence in the cleanliness of seas, rivers, lakes, because of the dumping of sewage or other effluents. Effluents.
Hmm. You know, I mean, how much water you swallow when you swim in the ocean? Imagine how many E. coli microorganisms are floating around inside your gut.
It's also not good to take in seawater itself.
No.
It can kill you.
No.
But
plus all the sea life is pooping, too. Birds are pooping.
Do whales and dolphins poop? I guess so.
Yeah, everybody's pooping.
No, the seals and...
Yeah, and I don't go into ocean water.
I guess the sea lion stopped dying from that infection. I haven't heard anything lately. Remember that was a big story a month or two ago that they were, it was?
They get weird waves where you have these, what was it last year? It was a die-off of birds, I think. Pelicans, maybe?
Well, there was a, you're right, pelicans. That's right. There were a bunch of birds that were suffering from something that they ingested or.
And this year the sea lions got it.
Right, right.
But I just assume all bodies of water are filled with
public pools.
Yeah, public pools. Can you imagine little kids? All the little kids who struggle with toilet training?
I never thought about it until I started doing this show. And then I'm reading all these stories and I'm like, maybe it's probably not a good idea to go into too many public pools.
When we'd go to hotels or resorts, right, and kids want to swim in the public pool, you couldn't believe the stench of chlorine.
Because it's extremely heavy.
It's almost as disgusting as swimming in the poopy water. It's so strong. I'm thinking this can't be healthy for me either. I mean, I don't want the poopy water in my system, but this chlorine can't be doing me any good. Just
foul stuff.
People are disgusting. All right, we got Tim Conway.
Hey now, hey now. Hey, you know I can tell how you can tell when people swim a lot? They have no eyebrows. Their eyebrows.
Oh, the chlorine bleaches out their eyebrows?
Well, then you bleach them out. It just takes the hair right off. I mean, there's nothing there. If you watch any of these male or female swimmers, they got no eyebrows.
Well, why aren't they bald then? Oh, because they wear bathing caps?
Yes,
why aren't they bald?
Yes, yes, bathing caps. And but I've never seen them, you know, what their privates look like.
Pubic hairs.
Good. That's research that's needed.
I like to see that, though.
He's on top of things.
Not on the girls, but, you know, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. We have a very sad story. Steve Gregory's coming on to talk about these three brave firefighters that were killed in Cabazon. So we have all the details. That was a horrible, horrible story. Just the absolute worst. After that, Zoom. Remember when we were all on Zoom?
I never was.
You weren't?
No.
All right.
I refused.
You know what it is, though?
No, if somebody said you have to come on a Zoom, I said I will never speak with you again for the rest of my life just for asking.
Is that true?
Yes.
Wow. All right. God almighty.
No, I can't do
it. So anyway, Ken.
Yes, I'm here. I've been on Zoom many times.
Zoom, the employees who work for Zoom are being told to go back to work.
I know. Isn't that
great?
Because their invention is really irritating and annoying.
Right. I couldn't figure it out half the time. Robin would get really pissed at me. She goes, everybody else knows how to get on but you. I'm like, well, John doesn't. He goes, John's an idiot.
Yeah, well.
So I was at Walmart last night. Not bragging. But I've made a couple of bucks, you know, could slide in there.
Sure.
Pick up some items. And there are five people charging their electric car, and there are five cars waiting for an empty charger.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I drive by and just a little honk, you know, I'm out of here. I'm moving on.
I gassed up with that, huh? This gasoline thing really works well.
But I wonder what, you know, and every one of them is in their car while it's charging.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder what they're doing. You know, are they
scrolling through their phone?
Are they going to CarMax to try to figure out how to unload this thing?
Wait, they're charging and they're sitting in the car waiting for the charge.
That's right.
Yeah, that could go on for hours.
It could go on for an hour and a half. Yeah. But you know what? You guys
they
know,
might otherwise be sitting at home doing it. What's the difference?
Well, because you're in your car. I don't know. Maybe you're right. But there was at 11 a.m. on Saturday. You shouldn't be at a charger. You should have charged all night. That's the people that forgot.
Right.
You know, to charge their car. Right. But all my, you know, the people that own electric cars are, at least my friends, are all very productive. Very productive people. They're working. They got, maybe they're married. They got kids. They got money. Mm-hmm. They got a home or whatever. Yep. But at the Walmart parking lot, they're the least productive people in Walmart. Least productive by far. Coin flips.
Yeah. That's not a future I'm going to be a part of.
I am not going to sit and charge
my car for an hour and a half.
Yeah. And then if you're at 90%, because I can see how the level of every car on the charger, on the pump.
Oh, yeah.
If you're at 90%, get out. You're done. Right.
You get a lot of material going to Walmart.
Thank you very much. That's where I go. That's why I go to the Walmart and the track. All right,
get these two EV haters out of here.
Crozier's got the news. Right. Live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.